Richard, that must just be so difficult to take.
We've been fantastic, haven't we? Yeah, firstly, we've got to congratulate Dover for going through. But for 2 hours today, we've actually embarrassed them. My players have outplayed their players, outthought their players. On the bench, their manager's been outthought. The plan I had has gone perfect. Couldn't have executed it any better. And for 2 hours, we have, in my opinion, we've embarrassed them. Just needed to get that other goal, didn't we? And it weren't coming. And, you know, it wasn't today that we lost this tie. It was the first 20 minutes the other night we lost the tie. And a couple of decisions the other night that, you know, at the time the officials don't realise the implications of the decisions. But for 2 hours today and for 45 minutes the other night, we've actually just... and good luck to them. It's not sour grapes, good luck to them. But you're asking me my opinion, and my opinion is today my players outplayed them, outthought them, embarrassed them, and the manager has also been outthought.
You must have felt going into extra time that all the momentum was with you and you were going to go and finish the job then?
Yeah, but once you get to that point, things change a little bit, don't they? Players' mentalities change a little bit, and, you know, they've stuck two forwards on who are decent and only need a bit of half a chance. So we've had to force the game a little bit, but also err on the side of caution. And yeah, you like to think you got the momentum, but players' minds change a little bit, and it's like, ooh, I've got to be careful now. There's no pressure on you when you're losing 2-0. You can go, and it doesn't matter because, you know, we were in a situation today where nobody gave us a chance. Nobody gave us a chance other than the people that are connected with this football club, which are the players, the staff and the owners and the directors, all knew we had a chance today. Nobody else gave us a chance.
What was going through your mind when Damien Scannell tapped in at the end of normal time?
I don't really know. I don't really know what was going through it. You know, we were searching. I didn't, you know, once... I wanted to get to half-time 0-0 or draw in the game. And that was my big, big plan. I then wanted to get to 60 minutes at 1-0 or one goal up. And then it was a case that we could actually just throw caution to the wind then. And we've actually, you know, we've got lucky. Don't get us wrong with that goal. We got lucky. But the plan is the lads have executed it fantastically. And they scored the second goal there to get us back in the game. You think, great, we've got extra time. You now need to calm players down, because, you know, everybody's there, so you need to calm them down and just get the shape back to your team, which we did. We've played that game at a good tempo today, an unbelievable tempo, and you've seen the fitness levels of my lads today, and the fitness levels there were outstanding, and in comparison to Dover's fitness levels, we were just streets ahead of them. And I think that's, you know, the fitness levels and the games just epitomise the fact that we were so far ahead of them over the 2 hours, but we've not got the result we wanted. Well, we've got the result we wanted. We've not got the outcome we wanted.
Penalties, I guess, just always a lottery.
Yeah, affects people in different ways. But you know, you five lads have put their hands in the air to go and take penalties. So, you know, you have to respect them for that, and you have to respect them because it's not easy going out there. You know, it's. I've just said to the referee then that, you know, we took the penalties at the Dover end of the ground on the advice of the safety steward. Now, I've just said to the referee, fine, I appreciate that. We put millions and millions of pounds into football and we let a safety officer decide which end of the pitch that penalties are took. Now, if it's done fair and proper and we actually win the toss and we choose to go our end the way we want to go, as a safety officer, he has to keep his crowd at that end of the pitch. It's only fair, but, you know, that's not why. Just because it went that end, that's not why. But it's pretty daunting for players when you've got, like, 800 people wanting you to miss and always egging you on to miss. That's tough on people.